From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Florida Farm Bureau Federation has activated its Hurricane Relief Fund to support farmers and ranchers who suffered agricultural loss due to Hurricane Idalia. Florida Farm Bureau President Jeb Smith says so many of our farm and ranch families in the northern part of the state have endured significant loss. For more information, contact Hurricane Relief at ffbf.org. Anyone wishing to donate to the fund can make a tax-deductible donation online or through the mail. In the wake of Hurricane Idalia, the Florida livestock body count is climbing higher, especially in the poultry operations. The Messenger says estimates show as many as 5 million chickens died from the Category 3 storm with 125-mile-an-hour winds when the storm hit land. Many others died in the heat and humidity. The University of Florida's Institute of Food and Ag Sciences says the actual poultry death count could take months to determine. And Certified Angus Beef launched a brand new ranch-to-table program. That means Angus farmers and ranchers now have the option to market their beef directly to consumers. Ranch-to-table is a direct partnership program between CAB and cattle operations using Angus genetics that allows ranchers to use the brand's trusted reputation. To participate, the producer's cattle must incorporate registered Angus genetics. Producers must also be Beef Quality Assurance certified. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.